Though it was early December, she wasn't in much of a holiday mood. She'd just as soon skip Christmas this year. Though her supervisors assured her she'd acted by the book, and Danny's fatal motor accident wasn't her fault, she still felt lousy about it. Especially since Danny had left behind a wife and two very young children.
Hey, Kelly.
Recognizing Mick Mazzoni's voice, she turned and spotted him at a table close to the pot-bellied stove at the back of the cafe. As always, her heart did a little skip when she saw him. Mick had olive-toned skin, dark wavy hair, sensuous lips, and warm brown eyes. He had the physique of a Navy SEAL, tall and broad-shouldered, which was totally wasted on his job as editor and journalist at the Whitefish Journal. That combination of brain and brawn got to her every time. They'd known each other since they were kids, and before Danny's death, they'd had an amicable relationship. He often came to her for information when he was working on a story for the journal. They crossed paths now and then in social settings, too. Last year, they'd attended, separately, of course, the wedding of a mutual friend. And she saw him occasionally when she was skiing on Big Mountain. Usually, she'd be with a friend and he would be alone. A bit of a lone wolf was Mick. In the back of her mind lived a hope that he might ask her out one day. But his banter was always casual, never flirtatious. Maybe he still saw her as Maureen and Kathleen's baby sister. Or maybe she just wasn't his type.
Thanks for meeting me,
Mick said as she took the chair across from him. His voice was polite, but tense, and he didn't look her directly in the eyes.
I ordered you a latte and huckleberry scone. Did I get that right?
She nodded, not sure what it meant that he remembered her standard order. Probably just that he had a good memory. A helpful trait for a journalist. A closer look at Mick revealed lines of exhaustion around his eyes and mouth, and a heartbreaking sadness in his eyes. Grief and regret clamped hold of her heart. No matter what her superior said, she still felt it was her fault Mick was going through this. I'm sorry about Danny, but I'm not sure there's much more I can tell you about that night. Mick had arrived at the scene, prepared to do his job and report on the accident. He'd had no forewarning that the victim in the single vehicle accident was his brother. Kelly hadn't spoken to Mick that night. She'd been too busy. But she'd seen him react upon hearing the news from Sergeant Springer, folding over like he'd been punched in the gut. When Springer put a hand on Mick's shoulder, he jerked away from the sergeant, then began pacing tight circles in the middle of the closed highway. Mick either didn't hear her or didn't believe her. He rested his elbows on the table and leaned in.
I've read the reports, but I want to hear it from you. Can you start at the beginning?
Kelly's throat thickened. She did not want to go through those events again. The only reason she'd agreed to meet Mick was out of the vague hope that she could help him come to terms with his brother's death. But how could she deny him?